Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
I stand on a magical cloud, Greg, surrounded by flying saucers and rainbows.
The smell of marijuana was strong.
That makes me sleepy.
He's dealing with the comic book community, and we're a rough bunch.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
We are the aliens.
They probably just look like uglier versions of humans, if that's possible.
Yeah, I think as we've learned, facts are not really that important anymore.
I'm not here to be liked. I'll be respected, though.
I'll just say this. As bad as it is, I'm having a good time.
No, man. Good to see you, buddy. They had everyone back in Boston for me.
Everybody,
happy Friday, kid.
Happy Friday. It's finally here. You got, what do you have, 8-9 hours left? Or can you bang it in on a Friday, those of you who are listening to this show, and maybe put in a smooth 5.5 before the boss doesn't notice that you're out of there and on your way home?
I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow.
Yes.
Great Fridays are cold call days, Hill Doc.
Yeah.
I got a cold call at 12:30.
Yeah.
That's
up
right.
Up in Lowell.
Yeah.
Hit the road. Hit the road. All right. Here's a, you know, I have to be greeted with a text like this at 6:02 on a feel good Friday. Greg, I just realized that Tom Brady definitely thinks your real name is Greg Hillman. No, he doesn't. What's wrong?
That's possible.
What is wrong with you people?
Possible.
Bestie knows exactly what he's referring to me by a nickname that it's kind of a pet name, to be honest with you. Not a lot of people know that that's my nickname. I mean, it is the name of this show or whatever, and has been for 29 years. But other than that, not a lot of people know it.
Hillman,
good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, he wouldn't say Hill if he thought that my last name was Greg Hillman. He wouldn't say Hillman. Good to see you, buddy.
He'd say Hillman, man.
You say Mr. Hill. Yeah, great to see you,
Mr. Hill. Great to see you.
Was this like when Sway's people didn't prep him to let him know it's not Haverhill?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I would just say this. The man knows exactly who and what our relationship is all about.
Well, so I witnessed it. It was a face-to-face. It was a handshandshake.
Yep.
Look there in the eyes.
There was a kitchen bro hug at the end. You missed that. I didn't want that on video. All right. Anyway, I'm not going to put up with any nonsense. Any of your nonsense and fooling around this morning.
Would that be Tom foolery?
That would be Tom. Oh, yes, Shu. Yes. Oh, nice to have you back, Shu.
Excuse me.
Shu, how was your day off yesterday?
It was wonderful.
It was? It was good? It was good?
You know, it's a school vacation, so I spent the day with my daughter, who still at 14 doesn't mind hanging out with her father.
Oh, good. Well, you got about 2 months left.
I know. I'm sucking up as much as I can before it's like, no, don't stand next to me.
Well, and back to Tom foolery. If you're ever in Kansas City, great sports bar called Tom Foolery's.
Of course,
there used to be a couple of, I believe, a couple of Tom Foolery's around here.
Was it
back
really?
In the, yes, I think so.
Wow,
I believe there was a place on Route 9. A texter will help, but I believe there was a place on Route 9 in like the late 70s that was, or early 80s that was called Tomfoolery.
Wow.
Anyway, if you would like to call and you would like to be on the show this morning, you can do it on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-9223. That's 617-764-WAAF. Or if you would prefer to text your comment, you could do so on the text line this morning. And the text line is 97107. Today's weather, it is going to be sunny and 42 for a high. Right now, it is 38 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. And it looks like the weekend is going to be pretty good. There might be some rain on Sunday, late Saturday night into Sunday. But other than that, it looks like it's going to be a pretty nice weekend. Here's a text, 774 text, that says, indeed, Tom Fooleries was on Route 9 in Westboro.
Wow.
There you go.
I had no idea it was nice. A chain.
All right. We got a lot that we got to do today on the show. Unfortunately, I have the sad obligation of delivering an audio eulogy for a monkey. Not that monkey.
No.
A monkey. And I will do the audio eulogy at about 6:50 on this morning's show. At 7:20 today, why a newlywed is suing his bride because for better or for worse doesn't mean that you reveal certain intimate shortcomings on the interwebs.
Oh, boy.
So we'll do that at 7:20. At 7:50, we will get to LB's greatest moments of the week and share with you the greatest moments from our sports director. That will be at 7:50. And then at 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message right now on any topic. And the Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. Sorry, I got the tail end of this thing. I'm hoping I got to be better by Monday. I mean,
let's hope.
We got a big week next week. I haven't announced. We have a new feature on the show next week.
Oh, nice.
Which I haven't announced yet.
Okay.
It's going to be called the Spaz Mystery Guest of the Month.
Oh.
And he has lined up. Now listen.
Oh, yes.
Now listen.
He's trying so hard.
He is. You
God
give
bless him.
Watch back in the biz.
He's crushing it.
Garbage is overrated. This old house or whatever that business he's in, overrated.
You got to give him credit. You know, he's got some passion. Nah, but anyway.
I need to be famous again.
He won't tell us who the guest is, but he says that it is a world-class guest.
Okay.
The only issue is he has to be here to participate in the interview. So I'll see if I can get some clues from him about that. All right. Anyway, something else that I wanted to mention to you guys. Oh, today is National Margarita Day.
Oh, no.
Now, Olé.
Not a fan over here.
What?
For me, the sour taste leads to the heartburn.
Yeah.
What do you put in that margarita? The sour mix.
You got to go to a place that does it with like agave, tequila or mezcal with agave and just citrus, like
tangerine.
Fresh squeeze citrus, and then you won't get the heartburn. Maybe not as bad. The sour mix is terrible.
Yeah,
you got to go with the tangerine margarita. Yeah,
tangerine is really good. Blood orange also really good.
And can I ask about whether you salt your rim or not? And that is code, Danielle, but do you salt your rim?
I'll salt or sugar my rim.
Okay, all right.
Usually sugar goes with the frozen margarita. Yeah.
609.
That's new intro. When's the new intro? Next week or week? Yeah, next Friday.
I literally hate all of you.
Yeah. All right.
Salt there, Greg. Come on.
Yeah. So
or sugar.
It's National Margarita Day today, and I thought since she was off, shut that earmuff off before Shu puts a pencil into his eye.
Nobody cares, Jimmy.
You're not a Buffett
Nobody
fan.
Cares.
Well, actually, you like Buffett, you just don't like the parrot heads.
Yeah, that's right, true. Right? I do like some Buffett songs are really... He's a good songwriter.
Yeah.
You know, but... When you get parrot heads in a group and they're smoking their Macanudos and they're wearing their tan shorts and their Tommy Bahama shirts and those stupid safari hats that they think are cool to wear or their shark hat or whatever.
I mean,
and they're pooping in buckets
down
at the Xfinity Center.
And leaving it there.
Yeah. Give them a break.
The porta potties are there for a reason, people.
Shut up.
Give them a break. All right. Well, it's National Margarita Day today, and that means, great, I have to have a margarita for lunch.
Okay. Or breakfast. Yeah.
Coming up next, apparently, I'm here to save you from ISIS is not a successful pickup line.
Oh, no. Okay.
Also, why the worst employee ever lost her job at 7-Eleven. Yeah. And a rational, angry llama attack has led to violence. But good news, the llama will be okay. That's all coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Important question for LB right off the bat this morning. Lindy.
Yeah.
Are you doing rando dings today?
Whatever you need, kid.
All right. Rando ding for, this is a 978 text, rando ding for Maynard B-Ball beating Hopedale and advancing to the Clark Tournament Championship. There it is.
Was that old man B-Ball
high school? Clark Tournament. The Clark Tournament is one of the oldest tournaments in our state. And I believe it's well documented that one legendary father-son team in our state both played in the Clark Tournament. That would be Greg Hill and Breece Hill, not in the same year, clearly.
So that's kind of creepy.
When I say play, Breece Hill actually got time on the floor.
Right.
Double Zero rode the pine for the Clark Tournament in 1984 and 1985.
But, great number, though, kid.
Right? Best number ever, LB. The double Zs.
Yep.
Double Zero.
Double Zizzle.
Double Zizzle.
I wish more NHL hockey players would wear the double Zero.
Would wear the double Zero?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not... Some are afraid. Like I embraced it. I was never afraid of it. I embraced it.
Did you have a choice?
No.
Right?
No. I had the only as is also well documented. We got new uniforms for boys varsity basketball in Neshoba Regional High School, and they were one new uniform short. Oh. So the only uniform left was the double zero from 1952, and I had to wear that, and everybody else got a brand new uniform.
Nostalgia, kid.
It was somewhat embarrassing. All right, one more rando ding, and then we got to get to news and all the rest of that stuff. But rando ding for all of the local 103 boys.
Oh, nice.
So there we go.
Have a great week.
Yeah. Yes.
now, Tuma.
Hey, listen, speaking of the weeks, it is Friday. We'll be back on Monday. And on Monday's show at 7:20, we will be joined by Jan from Abducted in Plain Sight. And I'll tell you this. There's nobody I would look forward to speaking to more. There are a couple people, like her father. But in this case, to have her on and to discuss that most disturbing documentary in the history of all documentaries is going to be awesome.
Right,
And Shu, you've been working this one for a while.
Emailing back and forth.
And she's looking forward to it.
She actually, okay. I told her you'd be nice.
Yeah, well, of course I will.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying.
I'll save the difficult questions to the end of the interview. That's what I will do. All right. So she'll join us at 7:20 on Monday. Today's weather brought to you by findmassmoney.com. And it's going to be sunny today, and the temperature is going to be 42 for a high. Right now, it is 38 here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. You may have money waiting to be claimed at findmassmoney.com. Go to findmassmoney.com and plug in your name and hometown and find out instantly if you are on the list. Findmassmoney.com, fast, easy, and free.
Little lesson for you men out there. Some pickup lines work well, some not so much. Some could actually get you in trouble. This guy, Ryan Hodelin, is 25 years old from Syracuse, New York, met a woman at church.
Oh.
And he was really into her.
Yeah.
No word on whether there was a drum solo playing dramatically in the background.
I was going to ask if it was during the church drum solo or not. Yes.
It was a very dramatic time.
Yeah.
But instead of just asking her out like, you know, a regular person would, he claimed to be a CIA agent and told her she was being targeted by ISIS.
Oh. Did that work?
Well, he went so far as to create a fake CIA badge. She did believe him at first.
Oh, she did?
He told her the terrorists were after him and her life was also in danger because she knew him. So, you know, danger by proxy, I guess. He said that she should stop talking to people, stay home, and not call the police. After a little while, stay home nude.
Did he say, go home and get nude, and then wait for my phone call?
So she got a little wary after a while and contacted police. Now, the stupidest part of this thing is he actually has a fairly cool job. He's a drone camera operator for the Air National Guard, but he was arrested Monday. Now he's facing criminal charges for impersonation of a public servant.
What a dope.
I know.
How long did it work for? Like, how long did she believe that he was a CIA agent and she was under, like, targeting by ISIS? I mean, it doesn't seem like she's very smart.
Okay, say he got the date, right?
Yeah.
How do you follow through with that?
Well, you can't go anywhere. I mean, you can't take her in public.
Why don't we order in again?
Yeah, we're going to get takeout again. close the blinds.
Let's head down to the basement.
Put the blackout blinds on the windows so ISIS can't so they can't drop a scud, send a scud our way or whatever. I mean, obscure reference from a 774 texter, True Lies. Yes, that's a good movie. Mm-hmm.
Great movie.
Great movie. Did you find the church drum solo? I'm getting requests for that, and it's a Friday. I don't mind playing requests on a Friday. It's the all request hour. It's Johnny St. Dark here. It's the all request hour, baby.
Keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours, and you are mine. Oh,
great drum solo. Is the guy still doing this?
You are mine.
How long is this going to go? How long is this drum solo?
We have French reservations.
He's into it. Okay. Oh my, look at him.
He doesn't give up.
I will call upon your name.
All right.
Wow.
The Lord was
in those kick drums.
Yeah, greatest drum solo in the church ever in the history of music at church. What do I need to tell you about? Speaking of music, I have the sad obligation of delivering an audio eulogy for a departed monkey, and I'll do that in about 20 minutes or so. And then at 8 this morning, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, and you can leave one of those right now on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message. We will play it back coming up at 8. And now the news. And this first hour on a Friday morning, the news is brought to you by
Recovery Centers of America at Westminster, providing high-quality, affordable treatment for drug and alcohol addiction. This new year, make it your resolution to take action and call Recovery Centers of America at 1-800-RECOVERY. Learn more about RCA online at recoverycentersofamerica.com. Brought to you also this hour by MyPillow. We all know Hillman loves his MyPillows, and we know you will, too. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code WAAF, and you'll get 50% off the four-pack special, two premium bed pillows, and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to save. Well, actor Jussie Smollett was in court yesterday, turned himself into Chicago police about 5 o'clock yesterday morning, which we did discuss on the show. He appeared in court, was released on $100,000 bond, and was ordered to surrender his passport. Right now, he's looking at about 3 years in prison and a $25,000 fine for falsifying a police report. And the Chicago police say that he allegedly staged his attack because he was upset about his Empire salary.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how that was going to get him bigger salary.
He was going to be the victim.
Yeah.
He was going to get all the, I mean, another greedy one percenter. That's what we got here. He was making, if you'd like to know, $100,000 an episode. So about $1.8 million a year on Empire, but not enough. So he decided to write his own little script for the threatening letter, which had the baby aspirin powder in it, so that it would appear to be a white powder. If I were to do this, I was thinking yesterday about doing this, like setting up some kind of a an angry attack on me. And if I did this, it would be powdered sugar that would be in the envelope that I would send to myself.
Yeah.
Is this crushed up chicken in a biscuit?
Yes. Is this Pecorino Romano?
But to me, I'll say a few things about this. Number one, you know, he went right from court to the set of the show because he has not been fired.
Right, got to grovel.
Which is, well, not groveling. It's ludicrous that the man still has a job.
Yeah.
I mean, Roseanne Barr sent one tweet, and she can't ever work again in Hollywood. And then secondly, it should be more than $25,000. He should have to pay a large sum of money to cover every single police officer who had to try to figure out what was going on. I mean, the kid is a dope. He wrote a check to these two dudes, a personal check.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
What did he put in the memo section? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
How high was he when he pulled when he decided to pull this off?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
This is JR on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, JR?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
I just had a question.
Yes.
I remember when Roseanne tweeted out that stupid tweet. I believe within 24 hours, she was kicked off her own show. Has this guy even lost his job?
No.
Have they fired him yet?
No, I just mentioned that he has not been fired yet. He was on the set yesterday filming. So he's not,
unbelievable.
They'll find some way to blame this on society or the pressure of the pressure that was put on him to be successful or to move out of his parents' house or something. I don't know. I thought the police chief in Chicago did a great job during that press conference yesterday. I don't know if you got to see that or not, but we have a couple cuts from that.
Smollett attempted to gain attention by sending a false letter that relied on racial, homophobic, and political language. When that didn't work, Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process. This stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary. So he concocted a story about being attacked. Now, our city has problems, we know that. But to put the national spotlight on Chicago for something that is both egregious and untrue is simply shameful. I'm also concerned about what this means moving forward for hate crimes. My concern is that hate crimes will now publicly be met with a level of skepticism that previously didn't happen. I only hope that the truth about what happened receives the same amount of attention that the hoax did.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, right on that.
Yeah. I'm waiting. If you're Nancy Pelosi or Cory Booker or AOC, I'm waiting for you to issue a retraction on your immediate tweets that were condemning those who would do such a horrible thing. All right. What else is in the news today, Danielle?
Environmentalists have been triggered by the hypocrisy of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, who are big climate change advocates. Of course, that's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, because of the private jet trip that Meghan took back from the UK to New York City this past week for her baby shower with all of her friends and whatnot. Yeah. Everybody's bitching about the cost and, oh, they're all for the environment, but she took a private jet.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what those kinds of people do.
Well,
like,
what,
they're triggered now because she took a private jet.
Well, wait, we're all supposed to just not point out the fact that they're giant hypocrites?
What's she going to do, fly commercial? She's a royal.
Or she's supposed to row across the Atlantic?
Yeah, she can take the...
doesn't work that way.
She could take the HMS... Her Majesty's Service pinafore or something, LP.
Pinafore.
Should leave like they used to. They used to leave like 2 months in advance when they had an event and make their way across the ocean blue. First of all, can I just tell you, you cannot do a story on this show about England without doing this first. You know her shower costs $300,000?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
what rich people
pay for.
She's
a billionaire.
You know what? There are people that own businesses that cater to people that have this kind of money. It's just capitalism.
Does it come with a beef eater?
Yes, it does. You get
standing
to take
guard
home.
Outside?
Well, no, you actually get one as a party favor, like in Bridesmaids, how they had the puppies.
Okay.
This you get to take the beef eater home.
Jeez.
And you can't make them smile.
No.
What is that, 50 shower heads? God. That's worth more than my house.
All right, well,
that's amazing.
I guess she took off in the private jet in the G4 and blew the exhaust right in the face of the rest of the climate change friends that she has. So here's a text that says she should have been flying Anything Goes Airlines. I know.
Good call.
If anybody could have Anything Goes Airlines, it would be the royal family. They probably throw people. If you don't have the right mixer for one of their drinks, they probably open the door and throw you right out.
You will be deplaned.
All right. Anything else in the news right now?
Yeah, I'm sure many of you have worked at a job where they hired someone and they did something really stupid on their first day at work, and you can't wrap your brain around it. There's a woman from Utah who was just hired as a cashier at 7-Eleven, and she's in trouble for stealing from work. Her first day on the job.
Worst employee ever.
Ever.
Yes.
She's 47. Her name is Joan Adamson. Now, she didn't steal M&Ms or gum or a couple scratchies. She stole prepaid credit cards worth more than $4,500 and actually rang it through so that it activated the card. And then during her second shift, she took $5,000 worth of money orders.
Yeah. Dope. She's all in.
Her third shift, she walked out of the store and left it wide open and unattended. Now, it's Utah, so the people that went in there didn't loot the place. They actually called police and stayed there until someone could come secure the store.
Yeah.
She was arrested a couple days later after a police chase where she tried to run over a police officer. Now she's pleaded guilty to forgery, theft, and failure to stop for a police officer.
Well, the good thing is there's now an opening for Jussie Smollett at 7-Eleven.
Oh, dear.
When he's no longer acting. All right. Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
Coming up, I have the sad obligation of delivering an audio eulogy for a departed rock star. We will get to that next. Coming up on Monday's show, we will be joined at 7:20 by Jan Broberg, the subject of the Netflix documentary Abducted in Plain Sight, which we have talked about ad nauseum on this show. Find out from Jan if it's true that there is a sequel to that documentary coming.
Oh, there's more?
There's more. There's
no, God. I can't.
There's stuff that had to be cut. Like, for instance, an interview with the psychiatrist who said that the solution would be sleeping over in her bed.
Oh, my God.
And so it looks like there may be a sequel coming. But Jan, will join us on this show on Monday at 7:20. Coming up in about a half an hour or so, why social justice warriors are saying that's not the wrong General Lee statue.
Wait,
that is the wrong General Lee statue. We'll get to that in a little bit. We're going to get to LB's greatest moments of the week at 7:50 this morning. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. There's breaking potential Friday cluster F news. Route 95 has been closed this morning. Closed.
There's a crash on I-95 northbound just north of 295 in Attleboro. According to Mass State Police, all northbound lanes are currently closed. This literally just came in a minute ago. They say seek alternate route. Heavy, heavy delays. They are working on getting other lanes reopened. But right now, 95 northbound in the Attleboro stretch, shut down. Avoid it.
All right. Happy Friday.
I just saw it on TV. It's
really
ugly.
It's a mess.
Ugly.
Happy Friday. All right. Well, I have the sad obligation this morning of delivering an audio eulogy for Peter Tork of the Monkees, who died yesterday. Now, Shu, remind me. Where did you stand on the Monkees? Because they were, you know, they were created for a band that was created for a television show.
Right.
But actually talented musicians.
Right. They were actual musicians.
Yeah.
And they had people write great songs for them.
Uh-huh.
And the TV show was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I used to watch it on Channel 56 like every day
you
after
bet.
School.
Right?
I watched it all the time. Yeah, I loved it.
You loved it?
Yeah.
I watched it
every day. I loved the Monkees. Yeah.
Well, this is Peter Tork on the Letterman show a few years ago talking about the band and how they were created and what happened.
We actually did play our own.
Yeah, now tell me about that. The show came first and then the records started to come, right?
As it were, yeah. Well, as far as I know, the whole thing, they don't tell me everything, folks, I'll tell you. The whole thing was thought of as a package. They selected the guys and they hired Don Kirshner to make the music, and which he did, and very successfully, too. The records have, at one point, the Monkees as a recording project outsold the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
It's real interesting. I find myself taking only very little credit for all of that because one of the things about the project, it serves to distinguish between the project and the actors and the crew.
Mm-hmm.
When you said the Monkees on stage, you meant the four actors or musicians or whatever we were at the time. But the Monkees as a whole thing was a television show production. It's like you're not the David Letterman show, you're David Letterman starring in the, and it's like that kind of a thing.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to an audio eulogy for the Monkees guitarist Peter Tork, who died yesterday, 77 years old. And this is really interesting. We are joined right now from his home radio studio.
Oh, my.
By our good friend Ernie Bach Jr.
Oh.
Who, Ernie, good morning.
Good morning.
Ernie, apparently, not only did he know these guys, but at one point you played with them. Is that correct?
Yes, I played a whole set with Peter Tork.
Really?
Wow.
That's awesome, and, kid.
And I tell you, you know, Shu, you were saying that you watched it on 56. When I was a kid, I watched it when it happened, like in 67, 68. Right.
Was it, Ernie, was it on in prime time?
No, I recall, it was on like Saturdays.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It was on Saturdays, and it was, you know, they were like the American Beatles. People don't realize how huge they were.
Yeah.
And in 1967, they outsold the Beatles and the Rolling Stones combined.
Really?
35 million records in 1967.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's amazing. That's just... And you, Ernie, you had them play a gig for you, correct?
Yeah, I originally, you know, I used to have a band, and we used to play all over the place, and we were playing one of the casinos. I can't remember which casino, and it was a bunch of bands, and they came up to us and they said, hey, Peter Tork wants to play. Will you back him up? Like, will you, like, be his band? And we all looked at each other and said, a friggin' Monkey? Are you kidding me? So we went into the band room, got around in a circle, and Peter explained the songs that he wanted. And I'll tell you, he was talking and he was showing chords, but I wasn't even listening. I just couldn't even believe I was in the situation. So we get up, we played. It was fun. It was fantastic. And then years later, about 3 years ago, I hired the Monkees, which then was Peter Tork and Mickey Dolenz, to play at one of my company parties. And they absolutely killed it. They were amazing.
Of course. Well, right. if you think of the odds of television executives excuse me putting together a band for a television show and then the band ending up clicking like that and selling so many records,
right. Genius.
The odds are not that high, really. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
I'll tell you, he was really exactly like the TV show. Like
yeah.
when you hung out with him, exactly like the TV show. Kind of like Charlie Moore. Do you know Charlie Moore?
Yeah, of course.
Charlie,
yeah, Charlie's
when you hang
awesome,
out with Charlie
man.
Moore, it's like hanging out with him on TV. There is no they're like the same person. Charlie is what he is, and Peter was what he was.
Well, I thank you for the opportunity that you gave us to hear some reminiscing about Peter Tork and the Monkees. And you know, people always want to know when you're in your home studio listening to the show and then checking in what you're wearing. Are you in PJs or like a
right
robe?
Now I have flannel pants from my son's school. You know how they sell merch for school?
Yes, of course.
Wearing that. I'm wearing a sweatshirt and I have a scarf on because it's cold out.
Yes, it is. All right. Well,
you turn up the heat in there, Ernie.
The host scarf.
Being so cheap.
Well, yes. It's frugal. Ernie's,
frugal.
Like, hey. He's like me. He's frugal. He doesn't turn the heat on until the very end of February. Right, Ernie?
Right. Let me just tell you one more thing. So when I was hanging out with Mickey and Peter, you know how like you first meet somebody and there's a lull? There was a lull. It started to get a little bit uncomfortable. And I look at Mickey Dolenz. I said, Mickey, do you drink? And he said, sure. What do you have? And I went to the bar with him. And by the end of the day, I had his cell phone number. We've hung out. And I invited him to, when Glenn Hughes got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for Deep Purple, I invited him and he came to my table.
He did?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
A great, great guy.
That's awesome. All right, Ernie. Well, nice.
That's
to talk
a great
to you,
Captain
pal.
Topper story.
It
right
is.
There.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Ooh. Hello.
All right. Have a good morning.
All right. And have a great weekend, Ernie.
Yep.
All right. So, Peter Tork of the Monkees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.